Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah, on this beautiful Thursday morning. Hallelujah to God. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bunnett. We have a host of trained ministers and missionaries, a whole bunch of ministers there. Just in queue today, hallelujah, God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is our hour of power of prayer. We said today, I have a little song, and the wife is going to come and take us through here. It says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks. Because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Praise the Lord as we go forth with the opening prayer.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning, oh, God, because we need you, oh, God. Oh, God, we come this morning in obedience to your word, not out of any form or fashion. Oh, God, but you said, if my people who are called by my name shall just humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. Then you'll forgive our sins. Then you said you would heal our land. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Thank you, oh, God, for your omnipotence, oh, God. You're all-powerful, God. Oh, God, you're present everywhere at the same time. How great you are. How good you are. How merciful you've been, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this day, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us this morning of our sins. Wash us in your precious blood, Lord. Oh, God, cleanse us from any unrighteousness. Lord, we feel like David this morning in Psalms 139. He says, search me, Lord. Lord, search me, Lord. Oh, God, if you find any wicked way, Lord, oh, God, take it out in the name of Jesus. Keep us on the potter's wheel, Lord. Create in us a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord. But your word gives us to know that only the pure in heart shall see God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us daily. God, we want to please you, Lord, above all else, oh God. Truly pleasing you matters all, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for every family, Lord. Oh God, represented on this prayer line on this morning. Oh God, bless each one, one by one, name by name, Lord. Bless the children. Bless their spouses. Bless their family members far and near. Lord, oh God, hear our prayers this morning. Hear our groans this morning, Lord. Hear our cries this morning, oh God, as we come before you humble as we know how. Oh God, you said in your word to cast all of our cares on you, for you careth for us. Lord, we ask that you would save this morning. We ask that you would heal this morning. We ask that you would deliver and set free this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel every demonic plot or plan of the enemy against any of us, your people, this morning. And God, we pray your perfect will, your perfect plans shall be manifested in our lives this day, Lord. Oh, God, we look to the hills this morning from whence cometh our help. We know our help is coming from you. Lord, Lord, we pray that you would touch us this morning, oh God, with the power of your Holy Ghost, oh God. We can't do nothing without your Spirit this morning. Continue to lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Continue to counsel us. Continue to correct us. God, in the name of Jesus, help us all to stay on that straight and narrow path, because broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many find that way. But Lord, we pray that we stay on that narrow road in the name of Jesus, that narrow road called holiness. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you would save the sinner, oh God, on today. You're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Lord, we come against crime in our streets. We come against gun violence. Oh God, we come against the spirit of suicide. Oh God, we come against the spirit of homicide in our nation, around the world, even in our communities. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, for those who are down and out, Lord. Oh God, there's many people that are homeless. God, in the name of Jesus, in their, oh God, in their homelessness, oh God, in, oh God, in the time of their trial, let them turn to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them know that you are their Lord and their Savior. Lord, we ask that you would turn the hearts of many on today to turn to you, to truly be convicted of their sins and repent, oh God, and turn completely to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We break the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. Continue to bless our service on today. Bless, oh God, our dear Pastor Bundage, Lord, and everything she tries to do, Lord. We pray you would bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the very works of her hand, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless Elder Horsley. Bless all the saints on the line. Bless Sister Gladys, Pastor Scholastica, Lord, all the evangelists, the ministers on the phone, Lord. Oh God, bless them one by one, name by name. Bless Evangelist Chris, oh God, and all of the saints, oh God. We know, oh God, that you know all about our situations. So Lord, we cast it all to you. We give it to you this morning, Lord. And we know that you not only hear our prayers this morning, but we know you answer our prayers. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. Bless us in this new autumn season, oh God. Help us to recognize, oh God, that everything that we are going through still working for our good. Hallelujah. You said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So Lord, you, oh God, you take control of our service on today, Lord. You rule and reign here, there, and everywhere, Lord. Oh God, we come against every hindering spirit, and we pray your word would have free course on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. To God be glory.
Praise the Lord. Can we thank you?
Yes, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord, saints. We're going to read our scripture of the week. Praise the Lord. And our scripture reads like this. Hallelujah. Our scripture of the week reads like this. I'm reading from the 145th division of Psalm. I'm on the 145th division of Psalm, and it reads like this. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and so greatly to be praised, and his greatness is so unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty works. Glory be to God. What a powerful verse, what a powerful scripture, saints of God. We give God all the glory. We give God all the praise for this powerful word. Of course, we know Psalms 145 is a psalm of David. Hallelujah. And we know Psalms 145 is gives five distinct characteristics of God. And I know if you read it, it talks about the characters of God. It speaks of five main characters. It talks about God's greatness, God's goodness, God's glory, and God's guarantee, God's grace. Hallelujah. And so we are so blessed, you all, to serve a mighty God like this. Hallelujah. I've heard many people say, who wouldn't serve a great God like this? Oh, but he is mighty. He is great. Saints of God, when you're going through your trials or your tribulations, remember the goodness of God, the greatness of God. For truly he's worthy. He is so great, and he's worthy to be praised, and he's so greatly to be praised. My God, when we consider the fact of our own testimonies, we can all testify of how he saved us. He brought us out of a horrible pit of sin. He brought us out of the land of spiritual Egypt, and he brought us into the promised land of salvation in Christ Jesus. We serve a mighty God. I'm so glad that I'm saved, y'all. And I know y'all glad that you are saved today, that we have been brought into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We've been translated, glory be to God, out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for being delivered. Glory be to God. When I consider the life that I was living before salvation, I know it took a God to save me, to touch my heart, to turn my heart and my life around, forsaking the sinful way that I was going. Hallelujah. I was brought out of a Christian Science. I was raised in a cult known as Christian Science, which teaches opposite of the Word of God. But I'm so glad that the Lord, hallelujah, had a little lady in the daycare invite me and my children one day to church. And after that, hallelujah, I tell you, I've been serving the Lord ever since then. I truly thank God because he knows where we are and he knows the way that we take. And after we get tired of the foolishness and even when we consider our children, just remember this: as God saved us out of our foolishness, God will save them. Don't give up, mother. Don't give up, fathers. My grandmother and grandfather and others were praying for us to come out of that religion, hallelujah, that false cult religion that we was in, hallelujah. And I'm so glad that I heard the glorious gospel, hallelujah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. In this truth, saints, we need to share it with our children, share our testimonies with our children, share our testimonies with our loved ones, family, friends, those that we come into contact with. Hallelujah. Many people will ask you, you keep living holy? I guarantee you, people will ask you, oh, you know, what is the hope that lies within you? Why are you always smiling? Why are you there? Tell them the hope that lies within you, and it's in Christ Jesus, your joy. Many people I've told along this earthly journey, I let them know the joy of the Lord is my strength. I remember when I was going through a grievous time when my daughter had a terrible kidney disease. My God, it was God that took us through it. Praise the Lord. I remember the time when my son was in a terrible, he was in the terrible fight, and he was in in the hospital there. They said he had some kind of blood poisoning because he was bitten during the fight. But we prayed and we thank God that the Lord got us through. You know, saints of God, we've got to recount the many times that the Lord has brought us through and out. Share it with others. Share it with your family. Never forget what the Lord has done for you. I remember a time I was bleeding and bleeding from a fibroid tumor. I think I shared this once. And they were telling me and my husband I'd have to have surgery. But we began to believe God for my healing, and the Lord dried up those tumors. Them tumors went away, and I thank God for it. But, you know, these things come with a power of prayer, the power of believing God, trusting Him, having faith in God. In spite of what others may be saying, we've got to still decree and declare that God's word is right. Jesus' word says He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. From time to time, hallelujah, I have afflictions in my feet and in my hands. They said I had neuropathy in my hand and my feet, but baby, saints of God, I'm moving on in Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is our healer, and we must continue to decree it, declare it, confess it, believe it, own it. Embrace your healing. Embrace it for your children. Know that God is able. God says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We serve a mighty God, y'all. He is so great, you all, and He is so greatly to be praised. Glory be to God. And we know that all of these characteristics that I was talking about of God always, and it should give us peace every day, hallelujah, and give us an eternal hope, hallelujah, to know that our God will always come through. God's word never fails. God's word always works. Hallelujah. It's our medicine, and we should take it just like you do a regular medicine. Some people have to take their medication three times a day, one time a day, but for sure, we need to take the word of God more than three times. We need to take it, I would say, every hour on hour. Take a dose of the word of God. My Lord, He's so great, y'all, and He's so greatly to be praised. I'm almost through, but I just want to share a few Bible verses, and you can look them up, dealing with the greatness of the Lord. But you can also look up the scriptures dealing with the goodness of the Lord. And truly, we can all witness to His goodness, hallelujah, by the fact that we are here this morning, by the fact that we are saved, and we are saved, hallelujah, by the power of God. Hallelujah. We're so grateful today that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is our umpire. He lets us know when we're getting off track. The Holy Ghost will bring the word of God back to our memory when we stray. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit leads us, guides us, counsels us, corrects us, as I said earlier. But our God is so great, y'all, and He's so greatly to be praised. I just want to share a few scriptures with you, and I'm going to just read them off to you, and I'll read a few of them for time. Satan, let me see, what time do we have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jeremiah 10:6 says, "There is none like our Lord, for You are great and You are so great. Your great is Your name." Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16:25 says, "For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods." 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens, everything that's in the earth is Yours. Lord, You have dominion over all. Lord, we exalt, Lord, You exalt Yourself over all." Glory be to God. And this is the last one. It's 1 Samuel 12:22. But we know there's many more. You can, search out the scriptures for yourself. realizing that when we go through these trials, these tribulations, we need to bring to mind the word of God. And as we remember the word, confess the word, claim the word, the Lord will certainly bring us out, up, over, and through our situations. 1 Samuel 12:22 reads like this: "For the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name." Glory be to God. "Because the Lord has been pleased to make us a people for himself." Saints of God, we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. And the Lord promised that he would never leave us or forsake us. He is our keeper. He is our provider. He is our protector. Hallelujah. He's the one that opens the doors that seem to be closed. He's the one that closes doors that need to be closed. He's the one that delivers us out of all of our afflictions. David put it beautifully in Psalms 34:19. He said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all." Why? Because he's so great, y'all. Why? Because he's so good, y'all. Oh, yes. Why? Because he is a glorious God. Why? Because he's a God that guarantees his word will work for us. Hallelujah. He's a promise keeper. Hallelujah. Covenant keeper. You know, man makes promises, but they break them. But guess what? When God gives you a promise, you could stand on it. The Bible says, "The flower fadeth." Hallelujah. "The flower fadeth, the grass withereth, but the word of God stands forever." God is so good. We thank God for his greatness. Hallelujah. He'll bring us through because of his greatness. He'll bring us through, hallelujah, because we know he loves us. Hallelujah. The word of God gives us to know here, and I believe it's in the First John, it says, "Hereby we perceive the love of God, that he gave himself for us, his people. He laid down his life for us." Isn't that something? So we perceive his love. We can, in other words, we can see and understand his love for us has been so great. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we know that his love is everlasting. This is what the word of God tells us. Hallelujah. The word of God says his love endures, y'all, to all generations. Glory be to God. The word gives us to know in Romans, the 5th chapter, hallelujah, that the Lord, hallelujah, while we were yet sinners, that Jesus died for us. That's because he loves us, because he's good, because he's great. Hallelujah. Because he's glorious and we can count on him. Hallelujah. His word is our guarantee. Hallelujah. That we will come out. Hallelujah. His grace, y'all, remember this, and I'm done. His grace is sufficient for us. I remember account Apostle Paul having a thorn in his flesh, and he asked the Lord to take it away. He said, "Lord, take this thorn." Some people say the thorn was the sickness. Some say it was the enemy buffeting him. But whatever the case was, God gave him this reply. He said, "Son, my grace is sufficient for you." So God is telling all of us on this telephone, no matter what you're going through today, no matter what your affliction could be, no matter what you're going through, the trial, the tribulation, the affliction, know that God's grace, in other words, his power, his might, hallelujah, his love, hallelujah, is great, and he will see you through it, hallelujah. So I love what Apostle Paul tells the Lord. He said, "Lord, then I'll glory in my infirmities, that your grace would be upon me." Hallelujah. Remember, saints, is when we're the weakest, if we can remember this, is when we're strong. When we stop getting, when we get out of our flesh, You know, a lot of times I know I'm a witness to this. When things don't go my way, I tend to sometimes get in my flesh. But as soon as I learn to sit myself down, I say, Holy Ghost, sit on me. Help me, Lord. I need your grace. When I begin to be still and know that God is God, then the Holy Ghost begins to bring the word back to my mind and lets me know, in my weakness, then I'm strong in Christ. We have to remember, we have to glory in our weakness, that the grace of God may rest on us. What is his grace? His power, his strength, his might, his love, his unconditional loving us, his unmerited favor upon us and in us. Saints of God, we are winners. Never allow the enemy to hoodwink you, to trick you, and make you think that you're losing. But remember, in every situation, all things, this is what the word, I'm telling y'all something that the word of God say. I'm not telling you something that I'm just making up. Romans 8:28 says, in all these things, hallelujah, that we are, they're working together for our good. Apostle Paul says also in Romans 8, that in all these things, y'all, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So either way you look at it, we're in a win-win situation. Sometimes it don't feel good. Come on now, let's be real. It don't feel good when we're going through these trials. It don't feel good when we're going through this tribulation. Sometimes it feel like we never coming out of a certain season. But we know seasons change. It's like we in this fall season now. We finished now with the summer season. We enjoyed it. But guess what? Now we are in the fall season. And guess what? Remember, all things will still work together for our good. May God bless you all. I'm going to turn this portion of the service over to our elder pastor. I guess we'll take a further or praise the Lord. Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for a beautiful word there and the prayer and expounding. Hallelujah. Still, we have to sing to you. Hallelujah to God. This is our power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. The circle is ready. Hallelujah to God. We're standing fast.
Yes.
So glad that we have our Pastor Dolly, wonderful woman of God. I was just sitting here rejoicing, hallelujah to God. And I'm excited, ready to shout about her life and how she goes about carrying the word, how God has blessed her to carry the word in a unique way to her families and everything, because we are vessels of Christ, hallelujah to God. We are ambassadors. Everywhere we go, we have the light of God shining. So she went on a missionary journey, visit the family, and I'm quite sure that they have a lot of word to live off of, hallelujah to God, and we thank God for it. I thank God for the wife, hallelujah to God, and expounding on the scripture today. I told her, go ahead and give, because she's full of the word and she loves the Lord. I said, go ahead and carry it, because the Lord had opened up the scripture. He had shared it with me. He had opened the scripture and some reading and stuff, and it just stopped me. Oh, my goodness. God is just an awesome God. Thanks to God. We're going to get your prayer requests and everything, and we're going to get your prayer requests, and we're going to go forth in the name of the Lord. But my God, God is awesome. He had stopped me, and what happened is you have to have your quiet time, thanks to God. And I tell you, I see why Jesus had to go to the mountain, hallelujah to God, because the field is already ripe on the harvest, hallelujah to God. And when people hear you expound on the gospel, they come so we often people that we wasn't there, and the telephone number got, one of the numbers got messed up, and we couldn't call them. People stopped finding a way. They started calling me for her. I can't handle the load of work that the Lord had given me, the people that I have. But then the other people said, we can't find you, because people that they when Jesus began to work in the ministry, multitudes began to follow him. Hallelujah to God. He had to go away. You have to have a quiet time, a rest place, because when you wake up in the morning, I thank God for the prayer deliverance ministries. Thank God for the circle, friend. We get up. God is setting us up. We didn't have the rest of coming down out the mountain. When you finish the broadcast and you step outside that door, wherever you're going, or coming in the door, your day starts. The people are going to come. They're going to bring the leper. They're going to bring the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. Hallelujah to God. They're going to want you to cast out the demons out of the man from Galilee and stuff. And I just got so excited. I said, it's just too much that God has given. What he gave, what he did to start things off, I just opened up the telephone, and it's set with a U-verse there. And the scripture, they answered a lot of things. I know, somebody said that you only comprehend about 15 minutes of what is really told to you, preached to you. But the scripture was Galatians 6 and 2. It says, bearing one another's burden, bearing one another's burden, so that the fullness of the law of Christ. And that caught my attention. It sort of startled me because a lot of people come. I'm praying now that the Holy Ghost give back to me when they get delivered. God has brought people to us. Hallelujah, God. It's necessary. God has brought people to us. A lot of people that were standing at the gate or the door of suicide. And twice it happened, you know. And I said, God, what is it? The adversary burns you down so, and he takes you to a state of confusion. And the news media say that since the pandemic, since the suicide, the spirit of suicide, the spirit of death, of suicide, the blow of eternal separation from God has covered the people's mind. And that's because they're not into their word. Hallelujah to God. And one came yesterday, and we had to stop. I forgot what we were doing because it wasn't important. We were going someplace to do something that we wanted to do. But when they called us on the phone, they were going through something, and they said, I'm ready to throw in the towel, and we had to just stop. And we had to just stay there and minister. Look, hold on. You're in the right place right now. You got hold of people of God. You're in touch. Your prayers are going coast to coast around the world. Every morning, you're on Block Talk Radio. Matter of fact, you've been there for years with me. We're praying for you. Hold on. I can't say, hold on right there. This is a trick of the adversary. And when we begin to pray, they begin to calm down, because whenever you begin to minister that word, and then we're going to get right to it. It brings salvation. It brings peace. It says, the Bible says, all heaven rejoice over one soul that is saved, one soul that comes in the kingdom. How much so is it that when you talk to someone and you're able to give them a word, hallelujah to God, and they come back and say, just hold on. The thing that got me out of all they're going through, they want to know, they have a dog, a nice little dog. I don't know if it's one of those little fancy dogs that they hear growing up. His name's Sasha. She's Sasha. And they want to know, I don't have a place for the where to put the dog at. It has become a burden, and the shelters are full of animals. That's it. But the thing was, I said, this is what you worry about, but you have a God that's able to deliver you. You have a God that all things, you said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray. Calling up people, they had everything set up. Everything was set up. Everything's ready to go. But then your faith starts wavering because the adversary, he comes in and he puts the pressure on you. He comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And I said, Lord, why are so many people coming? And then the scripture came, Galatians 6:2. It says, bearing one another's burden. It says, there's a law. The law and truth, the law was given by Moses. Grace and truth is by Jesus Christ. But here the scripture says, this is the law, the fulfillment of Jesus Christ's law, is that you bear the burden. That don't mean carry everybody with you, but that means that you begin to pray. And when you begin to pray, things come up. And the other scripture was, it's just too much. It's just too much. But it was important. It stopped me. So it got me so when I said, I got to go search some more and study to see out some more. That's the way. Go ahead and go. That's why you haven't helped me, because when God gives you something, I have to look into this. And what he said, that there were people that were in the kingdom, people that are saved, people that are in the church, that are going to be cast into out of darkness. And from Matthew 6, he gave me from Matthew about 6 all the way over to 7 or 8. That's where it was. Yeah. And then God started opening it up, that these are people that are saved. He told them how to pray. And then the man even came that said his servant was sick and he's not able to. I know this is a lot. To bear burden. And then he said, Lord, I'm not worthy. Sometimes you do things, you're not worthy that Christ should come into you, but because he died, you're able to enter into the holiness of all. He began, everybody said that. He began to sing your song. He began to worship God. He said, my servant is sick. He lay sick. He died at the body. And Greek, and there was a thing that Jesus Christ said, because how I said it was that he said, since greater faith, I have not seen since greater faith. Somebody that's willing to worship and willing to worship God and to take God's word, that he said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it when you pray. Yeah. And work on that. Yeah. Just accept what God is doing. Hallelujah to God. It was a lot, Saint Tyler God, but we're going to pray that this word be sown in your heart, hallelujah to God. Along with the Gibson family, they'll take no offense. I'm not picking out that family. But things come up, hallelujah to God, and things go this way, that way, and Pastor was so gracious to give what it is, what's going on. And so what I realize, hallelujah to God, is that the adversary comes to the saved folks, he comes to the ones that are striving holy, and he plants seeds in there, seeds of discord, hallelujah to God. And so what happened was, it says that the eye don't be single, hallelujah to God. The adversary comes to what he does to you. He comes to plant darkness into your eyesight. And then the Bible says, how great would that darkness be? This is something that he puts on us, says God. I don't know if you're supposed to get this here, but these are 9-1 times. This is a perilous time that we're going through. I remember meeting Jamila before she got married, hallelujah to God. Now, I remember her mother. I'm sorry, Pastor. But her mother would negotiate like a business person. Yeah? This is my daughter. What could you bring to the table? I was impressed. Blown away. I don't know how many years it's been. Then they had the first child. Oh, yeah, Ben was so happy. Called her Celeste Joy. That was the ultimate joy. He had his daughter, all right? And then they homeschool him. Then they have a family. Okay. Now what is now the adversary comes to plant seeds of darkness in your life. Have you stumbling at a rock of defense? Just throw a block there. All kinds of things. You're looking around it. But then God said, if you just worship and realize that you have to bear the burden that you have to go through, that we're here in the circle, friend, that we have to carry the prayer through us throughout the day and work on it. Hallelujah to God. We're working on this. There's somebody's child that went overseas. Hallelujah. Yes. The prayer just didn't stop doing this hour of power prayer. Yes. The prayer that they return home safely. Hallelujah to God. Pastor Darling went on, and she went to go visit somebody. It didn't stop when she put in a prayer request. We carry the burden of that prayer until she rides back here safely. Hallelujah to God. Another one has a sister that has a mental issues. The prayer did not stop how many months ago she put it in. But we go through it. And that's why God says when he sees us, when the time comes, he says, these are them, that has washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. These are the ones that came through great tribulation. He said, these are the ones, well, he said, these four men, I was going too far there. I tried to give the wife to broadcast so that we could go on. But it's important, this hour of power prayer, our hour of power of worship, our hour of power to show some kind of seed that it would take some affecting life, because there are many of the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord hears you. He hears you. You know, every prayer request that you have brought to the prayer line. But he said, the Lord delivered them out of the world. The lepers came, and they sung songs, and they worshiped God. But you have to be in the spirit for this to work. We're going to go, hallelujah to God. God, come and pray and request, O Lord God. For thou knowest if you have need of even before you ask. We're going to go right to Pastor Darling, hallelujah to God. And she has something that she want to expound on. She'll get the prayer request. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just so filled with something that God has gave me. Yes. And it's a work order.
That's right.
It's a work order, not to be selfish.
That's right.
This doesn't stop with you and your family and from what kids we have.
Right.
This has to do with people are standing at the door for suicide. They're at which end they don't know what to do.
That's right.
And that's why every time Jesus came down from the mountain, the multitudes came, they brought different issues. And he illustrated that. But then Jesus said, listen, I'm going to have to go. I am the word, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yes.
And he also said, except the corn of wheat, and he represented himself, except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die. He said, but then we bring forth much fruit. Except he did that, we on Blog Talk Radio, we have our circle friends. But since he died, look how many people have came to Christ. Everybody don't have to travel to Jerusalem right now.
Yes.
that you can enter into the holiest of all. I thank God for the safety chair and the Pastor Dolly, and I thank God for all the testimonies that we heard this week, the awesome work that he's doing. But I thank God for this hour of power. I want to encourage you to send in your tithes, if you will, if you're not going to a church. Share a portion of that there. But God said, bring the meat, bring things into the house, send things to the ministry, that this ministry survive, that it goes on, that the hour of power of prayer stay strong. We're not being, we're just acting, keeping you busy, because when you sow into God, hallelujah, when you sow into the ministry of God, a ministry that's thriving like the sea, a prayer line that's thriving like the sea, there's much meat be given out, because your spirit is stirred this time of morning. So you have your prayer requests and everything. I'm going to let you get that there done, but we want to hear what Pastor Darlene is doing. She has the word. God has blessed her to, and she has a word for that she decided to add to talk about the crime and what's going on. And one last word. Don't worry about your telephone. It'll straighten out in a little while. Everybody's phone's doing this here. I think they want to monitor us. That we may know, that they may know where we are and everything that's that important. They already have things set in place for what they read in the Bible about how the Antichrist is going to come and the mark of the beast, all this. All that is not important. The thing is that you worship God and help and give a word and give a fruit of your spirit to everyone that you run into. Pastor Darlene, I didn't want to get the whole class here, but I know that you have a word. Hallelujah to God. There's many that has a word of. A testimony, stuff that they want to share. So if you mind, we're praying on you that you can give your word and then we can get the prayer request and go to the top of the hour in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the time. I thank you for the heart that you have and the compassion. And I want to say this here, and I'm going to give it. I heard that before. But when I left Ohio to come to work, they said, you're going to meet a rich woman, you know. And the first thing that we do is we're going to meet somebody that, you know, that have money, like the people that have money, you know, billions of dollars and stuff and do things. But then after 25 or 30 years almost, you start seeing somebody, and then you see the heart that God gives you for the ministry and the compassion and how people carry themselves through this life. You realize what richness is, having the blessings of God and that excellent spirit in your life to do the things. The zealousness of God. I thank God for her. She didn't take it. I thank God for my wife. She has a heart like that also as well. Without further ado, saints of God, hallelujah to God. We appreciate everyone that come to the broadcast. We love you. And you'll make us strong because we come together. He said, we're the two to three gather together that he'd be in the midst. And there's a bunch of us here. And I'll go, Pastor Darling, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. Take us up to the top. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Wonderland, for the prayers and the word today. And we just appreciate that, just knowing that God's grace, his power, his strength, his love is there for us. And we are winners, as Evangelist Wonderland said. We do appreciate what you have shared. And I know that you both have such enthusiasm for the Word of God. So I thank you so much for just getting us started this morning and expounding on the Word, and Apostle Horsley just sharing with us also. And what I want to say concerning the things that are going on in the world, we're going to be on a fast, not next week, but the week after that. But one of the scriptures that we will be using is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10, 11, 12, and 13. And I just want to say a few things. I'm going to read those verses. I'm not going to talk about because we've already heard quite a bit of word this morning. But it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So I just want to encourage us as we prepare for the fast that will be coming up in 2 weeks from now, that we will be fighting, we continue to fight. We continue our fight against the tricks and schemes of the devil, the hell that is going on in our country, around the world, the crazy things that are happening. We know that God himself is there to help us. He's there to give us the victory. We have the victory already because we are winners in Jesus Christ. So just keep that in mind as we prepare ourselves for the time of fasting. And, you know, you can use these scriptures anytime. You don't have to wait until a specific time to use these scriptures, but we continue to realize, you know, when different people call or text or whatever, however they communicate with us and they let us know what's going on, we must realize that those are spirit. There are spirits in people that are causing people to do what they do. So we're going to bind up those demonic spirits out there. You can call them out. You know what kind of spirit is on your family. You know what's happening in your neighborhood. Demon of murder, you come off of these people. You stop what you're doing, that demon of suicide, as Apostle Horsley was speaking this morning. You just speak those things that you believe God to do. You have to have faith. And actually, I was it's just so funny. I was watching a movie the other day, and there was this little boy who had made a wish. And what he did, when he made that wish, he really meant it. And somebody asked him, his father asked him to reverse the wish, and he spoke out what his father asked him to do, but it didn't work. And so the boy told him, he said, well, it didn't work the second time because I really didn't mean it. And so that just brings to mind that we have to mean what we say when we are speaking the word of God and we're coming against the tricks and schemes of the devil. We have to be serious about these things. And so we're going to continue in our prayers, and I thank God for all the prayers that continue to go up for me, for you, for each and every person in the body of Christ. So right now we can go ahead and get the prayer request, or if you have a praise report, and then we'll go into prayer at the end. Amen?
Amen, amen. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on because I'm on the plane, so I can mute my phone back. This is Alice Marie. I want a prayer request for Sue, Helen, and there's a lady that husband passed where I live, and she want to die. She's not eating and everything. And also on 85, it was a bad wreck, and it was about 3-4 cars on 85, so let's pray for those people. So God knows what's going on with each and everyone, so I just lift them up to God in prayer. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day. Love y'all.
And you have a safe day. We pray for you. Safe trip. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. This morning, good morning, everyone. This prayer for me and my family and all families all around, you know, this this continent and stuff. So traveling mercies this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is our Sister Mary, and I thank God for that word this morning so beautifully, just beautifully. Well done. Meant so much to my soul. I'm asking for prayer requests for my brother Winston. He needs a job, and that he'll have the right mindset to do and to help his family. And a prayer request for my daughter, Cece, and her business, that it would continue to grow and that she could stay focused on what she is doing a great work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Michelle. I just want to say good morning to everyone. When I dialed in, he was on a roll, and I truly wish I could hear this later. Reverend Darlene, you send me the information, and welcome back as well. And I just want to say thank you. I'm real grateful that I did get this conference number. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And pray for my family.
Good morning. This is Yvonne.
Go ahead. Sister Yvonne, go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Yvonne. I just want to say good morning and keep my family in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. It's Scholastica. I just thank God being here this morning and listening in agreement. And I thank God for this powerful word and all the testimonies. And welcome back, Pastor Darlene. And you all have a beautiful day. My prayer request is for my daughter, Queen, and of course my whole family, my children, as she transitions in her new job, and that she be also a good steward of her body, for her body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, to eat right and exercise, taking care of God's temple. And I think we all do. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Sister Chris.
Good morning, this is Chris. Just praying for a favor for everybody.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Lucinda. And I have gratitude for all of you being here today, and I just give thanks to God for continuing to give precious guidance in all things and teaching us to steward very well all the blessings that we have. Thank you.
Amen. Good to hear your voice, Sister Lucinda. God bless
you. Thank
you. I have a request for several people who need to take care of their bodies better. I mean, these names that I'm going to give, all of them need to lose weight, eat right so that they will be healthy. And all of us really need to take better care of our bodies. We can all improve on in some area of taking care of our bodies, eating the right foods, not overeating, exercising, getting your rest. So these people need to lose weight. One of them is Peter. Peter is extremely overweight. We want to pray for Barbara, for her to lose her extra weight. Fasta and Sonia, we want to pray for them that they will continue their exercise program that they started. And just everybody who's out there who has want to eat the wrong things. You know, it's okay to eat desserts. I eat desserts too, but I also do my exercise to be sure that I don't over, gain too much weight, because that weight can be harmful to you. I'm saying this because my mother's family, several people in her family had complications. One sister died from being overweight because of her, you know, being overweight and complications in her body. So, and then I saw my mother struggling many years with her overweight condition, and that's one reason why I try to keep the weight off of myself. So I'm just encouraging everyone, if you don't have an exercise program, you can do some walking. You don't have to be over the top like some people. I may be over the top because I do a lot of running, but you can do something to help yourself. And that way, you don't have to always ask for prayer for situations, things that are happening in your body. God wants us to take care of these temples because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of the Lord does dwell within us. So that's just what I wanted to say this morning concerning that. Just say a special prayer for Peter, because he just eats a lot of junk, candy, chips, sodas, and we just want to pray a special prayer for Peter concerning that. And those are the names that I gave you. So anybody else with a prayer request, you may give it at this time.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Thank you, Sister Darlene, for singing it, because I struggle. And I want my name to be on the list. The doctor wants me to come in this week or next week to do tests for my kidneys. So I'm just praying that, you know, when I get there, they don't see what they think they see. And then I just do better with my eating habits.
Okay. Got it. Anybody else with their request before we start praying?
Yes. Apostle Horsley, we have a bunch of grandchildren, not grandchildren, not all in the family, a bunch of people in the family need kidneys, yes. And a lot of nieces that need husbands and need to change it. They know of God, but they need deliverance and salvation, and just keep that in prayer. Me, myself, have a little problem with the leg, but thank God for the prayer. Mm-hmm. It's getting better. I feel a whole lot better. I realize one thing, like you said, I'm struggling with weight too, but the other week when I got the attack of the body, the weight, and the hip and stuff, that pain was nothing to play with. It was so tough. When I thought through it all, I said, Lord, I called to my son. I said, son, it's good not to keep no type of a weapon around the house like a gun or something, though. I said, that pain will drive you out of your head. You'll be wanting relief. He said, well, I said, well, I'm not going to, but I understand how people could get stressed out. They just want some relief. And that relief is in Jesus Christ. So keep us in prayer. I'm not going to do anything, but God just have you, you know, God is real.
Yes.
Just keep me in, just keep me in prayer. I'm so sad about it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And also I want to pray for my niece, Yvette, that God would just give her a mind to be saved. And, of course, all the family members who need salvation, that they would come to Christ. Mm-hmm. So we're ready to pray. We're going to pray the requests that have been submitted. And anything else that you have that you need to pray for, go ahead and put it in there. Amen.
Thank you.
So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for this opportunity to be in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
We know
thank
your
you.
God is holding you the right hand.
Right.
Thank
you,
Father.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For healing.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, oh God, that he will Oh, God, with begin to eat properly in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to lose an appetite for that junk food in the name of Jesus. Help all of us against that spirit of junk food itis in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for to help us today. Oh, God, you can, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, you will keep me
all the power of
Household salvation, that your people, oh God, will turn to you before it's too late, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God.
In
Jesus'
name, hallelujah.
Yes, God. Open the door, my son, the door, boss. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Jesus,
hallelujah.
The powers of the adversary, oh Lord God.
We bind the murdering spirit, suicide spirit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, we release the spirit of life on Jehu, oh Lord God. We release the spirit of heaven on your people, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, which is love, joy, peace, righteousness, joy in the Holy Ghost, oh Lord God. Cause us to continuously withdraw water in the world of salvation. And we say, please, Lord.
We thank you. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them. They shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. I decree there should be no accidents as we travel. We thank God for everyone who is on to our ministry and or my life. Either way, you're sowing I decree this morning that we shall walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that the Lord, we realize that the Lord has given us the power to get wealth, and he puts us in a wealthy place. And I believe that the businesses will flourish, they will be expanded and enlarged according to the word of God. So I decree that we shall walk in peace, in the peace of God each and every day, that we shall see God move mightily in each and every one of our lives. I decree that there will be miracles, signs, and wonders that follow us because we do believe in the word of God. We shall resist the devil and he will flee from us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance in the name of Jesus. Our families are blessed by the word of God, and we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. Everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. So we expect and hope to see you on tomorrow. Have a beautiful rest of the day. And know that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Love yourself, love your family, your friends, and your foes, and draw them to the word of God. Draw them to God through the love that you share, no matter what. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.